This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, did the prophets get it wrong? Prophetic leader says, this isn't over. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
Leading up to the 2020 election, droves of prophetic voices shared what God had told them about the outcome of the election, that President Donald J. Trump would win a second term. All of the prophetic leaders who have trustworthy ministries were in agreement. Donald Trump would be reelected. Going back to before Donald Trump was even a candidate, the South African prophet Kim Clement gave several words about Trump being a trumpet and that he would have two terms. As the November 3rd election has now come and gone, we witnessed oddities in the news reporting of the election and several key swing states strangely stopped counting in the middle of the night. The large lead that President Trump had built before the decision to stop counting had vanished, and former Vice President Biden was now in the lead and in position to reach the 270 electoral votes needed to win the White House. Prophets had declared that it was God's will for President Trump to be reelected, but the news was saying something completely opposite. Many believers were shocked and stunned by what they were seeing, but one of the biggest questions has been, did all these prophets miss God and get it wrong? Dutch Sheets, a notable prophetic intercessor, says that this isn't over, and he is leading the charge for the church to intercede and engage in spiritual warfare like never before. Before the election, Dutch felt the Lord calling him to physically travel and go to the headwaters of the Allegheny River to intercede for the election from there. The word that he received was confirmed by a number of his trusted friends, and he obeyed what he felt the word of the Lord telling him to do. Since the election, Sheets has been releasing daily devotions through his app and on YouTube, called Give Him 15, focused on gathering prayer warriors to pray for the election and that it would be free of fraud and that the results would be what God has decreed. He also felt led to go back to the area near the headwaters of the Allegheny River to a church in Cowdersport, PA, to lead a prophetic prayer and intercession service. He said about the Pennsylvania region that, I think he, God, painted a literal picture with the land of what he intended to do from Pennsylvania when he birthed this nation from Pennsylvania. William Penn said, let it be the seed of a nation, God. And God honored that prayer. This became the birthplace of the nation. The prophetic picture of water going from here to the nation, taking what was birthed in this state, we're going to tap into that. The Cowdersport Gospel Tabernacle hosted the event and the large crowd that gathered on the extremely short notice. They also live-streamed the prayer service for people who weren't able to attend in person, and as of the time of this recording, it has been viewed by almost 500,000 viewers. Sheets commented that, let's make sure that it was the righteous vote. Let's make sure that it wasn't a sinful vote, that it wasn't dishonest. Some Christians say, let's just forget about it, get along, it's not worth it. Sheets continued, are you kidding me? Why would God say, just go along with sin? Dutch and his ministry team of trusted prophetic voices led the powerful three-hour meeting. He shared that 20 years ago, the Lord told him, I must have this nation. I'm going to send a great revival. I'm going to save America. He works through us, and he honors the free will he gave us. And so what he wants to do on earth, he does through his people. So it is a complete error for Christians to sit back and say, well, you know what? God will do what he wants to do. I say, no, do your homework, pay the price, pray until you know what God wants to do. Sheets is encouraging Christians who believe the prophets about this election to not give up, but to pray and stand in faith. The prayer gathering in Pennsylvania was just the first of many that God has spoken to Dutch about leading. He has since hosted meetings in Georgia, Michigan, and Arizona. He will continue to lead prayer gatherings in key states as the Lord leads him, and the prayer gatherings are hosted live on his YouTube channel as well as archived there. In the book of James chapter 5, it says that the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Never stop praying, because no matter what it is, it's not over until God says it's over. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.